Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Babe Podcast. I am so excited today. Where in the world did 2022 go? We're already in October. Holy cow. And I just want to give so much love today to my clients in our community. We had a record-breaking September. We had so many amazing success stories. I couldn't even keep up with them all. Some as high as $44,000 months between deposits and remaining balances. We had 18K months, 10K months, 14K months, 22K months, 30K months. It was unfreaking believable. So I just want to give a shout out to all the ladies in my community who are crushing it. I cannot wait to see what's in store for you for October. So today we're talking about how to turn your inquiries into more booked and paid contracts. So in my Instagram stories this past week, I did a poll to find out where the need was, okay? Because there's one thing of being booked and busy, right? We're all booked and busy right now, but what happens in the months to come of January, February? What happens come December, January, February when things start to slow down, right? And if we are struggling right now with getting a lot of inquiries, but not being able to turn those inquiries into, yes, send me the contract, then something's missing. Now, you're going to have people that just decide that maybe they want to go with somebody else. But when you know what you don't know, you don't know. And so the reality is that what gets brides to buy from you, it's not that you do amazing work. Okay. That's the reality. That's the hardcore truth. Okay. Because your competitor does really great work. So we're going to dive into what it actually takes to get brides to book and turn those inquiries into booked and paid contracts. So before I start getting into that, I want to share with you a backstory of how I got to a 70% conversion rate in my bridal business. How I was able to get, that's out of 12 people, I'd probably get 7 people to book me. And I want to, before we get into how that actually happened, I want to share with you a backstory, because my first year in business, I probably profited like $1,500, $2,000, if that. And then my second year, maybe it was around $5,000 is what I profited for the year. And then I slowly, you know, started building up my reviews and people started seeing me more. And I think I got to maybe around $30,000 within a year. But the $30,000 that I was bringing in 4 years later was completely inconsistent income. There was no rhyme or reason. I was pretty much making that $30,000 a year between like April and November. So it was completely dormant, you know, November through March. So the income was so inconsistent. Then in 2015, things changed for me. I got myself in a really sticky financial situation, and I didn't have time to to, I didn't have time to wait for the consistent income to roll around. And so I had gotten my business up to where I was getting inquiries. Okay. Cause there's different stages within your bridal business, you know, where it's like, okay, you're getting known and you're getting your work out there. And then once you're like a decent makeup artist and hairstylist, and I'm saying you don't have to be the best hairstylist or makeup artist to run a wildly successful six-figure business. Okay. So for those of you that think that you need to like up your game and your artistry skills and get new products in your kit, nope. That's not the key to creating consistent income and having brides on demand. It's your marketing plan. But I got to the point where I couldn't wait around anymore for, I couldn't afford for income to be inconsistent. And so I started pivoting and looking at my business in a different way. And within 1 year, I went from that inconsistent 30K months to consistent 10 and 15K months with a team. How can something that you seem to struggle with so much pivot and change just like that? How can it be, right? We think that earning more has to take so much work, but it doesn't. But you have to be willing to change the way that you're currently doing business right now. Because if things aren't working and flowing the way you want them to, then you've got to be open to change and pivot. And what we've seen within our industry in the last 3 years since pre-COVID, since like 2019, our industry has changed drastically. Consumer and buyer behavior has changed drastically. And so that's probably why a lot of us are seeing lots of inquiries coming in, but not being able to convert those inquiries. And so what I'm about to share with you too, and I want to point this out because this is a really good point. What I'm about to share with you too is also how you actually recession-proof your business. So let's talk about the how. How did it happen? How did I go from this inconsistent 30K a year to consistent six figures in 1 year's time? By leaning into what actually is going to get my brides to get off the fence and say, yes, send me the contract. Here's the 411. What gets your brides to book you is so much more than sending out your rates. It's so much more than that. There has to be some sort of strategy here when you are converting your inquiry into a yes, send me the contract. I call it the incubator period. It's a period where they're making that decision between you and somebody else. So, getting into the psyche of what your bride is feeling at that moment during that incubator period is critical in getting her to say yes. So your bride books you because of these things, okay? Now keep in mind, think about it. Think about it, her journey. When she sends you an inquiry, she's already said yes to you. She's already made up her mind. If she does the work to fill out your contact form and send you an inquiry, she has already said yes to you, but she's probably inquired with one or two other people, right? Because she wants to see price. She wants to see value. She wants to see how you communicate and connect with her, all the things. So the key is getting her off the fence to say yes to you. Your bride books you because of these things. She's going to book you and get off the fence because, number one, she trusts you. Number two, you make her feel. This is the difference between people that post to post or people that actually are posting on Instagram that are putting love and intention into it to make your bride feel. She can envision herself as one of your brides. This is why I always say before and afters are amazing, because it allows your bride to envision herself as one of your brides, right? And this is why I always say, you know, post more of who you like to work with and what styles you like to do, right? Because you're going to attract the right people. Your bride books you because she's excited to buy from you, right? You're creating this experience for her on your online platforms. You're creating like entertainment for her. You're in her face all the time. So she's excited to be a part of this energy and vibe that you have to offer. And she also sees value in your pricing. Now, when I mean value in your pricing, I don't mean discounting your rates. But what I mean by value in your pricing is that we have to be over-delivering in our value on our online platforms to support the price point. There's a price point for everything. Look at handbags. You have the Walmart handbag. You have the Louis Vuitton handbag. There's a customer for each of those. So whatever you decide you want your pricing to be based on expenses and profit and overhead, the value that you're putting into your online platforms has to be greater than that pricing. So she sees value in what she's getting from her. So let me ask you this. Are you showcasing all of this on your online platforms? Think about it. The trust is a really big factor. I mean, reviews do a lot of that for you, right? Reviews build trust, but guess what? Your competitor has just the same, maybe even more reviews. Trust is a really, really big one, right? She has to trust that she's forking over thousands of dollars to you and that she's in good hands. So are you showcasing this on all your online platforms? What you're putting and sharing on social media, on your website, and in your email response is critical into getting her to say yes. It's the most effective and powerful way to turn over more inquiries into booked and paid contracts. It is the magic. It is the secret sauce in an overview. I mean, there's lots of other things, but this is a really, 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 really big one. And so if you are at that moment where things aren't working for you in your favor, it might be time to consider trusting yourself and pivoting your business. And start doing business a little bit differently, a little bit more intention, right? And start really connecting to your brides. With the right blueprint and setting up your business to have consistent income and be able to turn over more inquiries into, yes, send me the contract, you can have that sustainable and dreamy business. You can have a bridal business that actually allows you to set back and never miss life's precious moments, all while earning more. You can have brides on demand and still be able to say no and not feel like you have to take on every single client to still be profitable. You can have work-life balance so you're not burning out every October and yet still have money overflow. But it starts with the decision to choose to see a much bigger future for yourself. You have to make that decision. A lot of times we want something. We want to be able to turn over the inquiries into more contracts. We want it, but have we actually made the decision that we're going to do what it takes in order to make things work? That maybe what we're currently doing isn't working for us, so we need to shift how we're doing business and how we're responding. Because here's the thing. The six-figure woman, the woman that is making 20K months and has more time and space and freedom in her life with a loyal, dreamy bridal team, she's responding to her brides differently. She's responding to her brides and positioning her price with that of a 20K a month earner, because the six-figure woman has a higher vision. She's not looking at just this month. She's looking at the foreseeable future in the months to come. The six-figure woman is looking at how she's going to plan out her 2023. And she isn't saying, oh, when I'm ready. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle more income. She already knows she's ready. And she's putting an action plan in place to secure consistent income and a profitable, thriving bridal business. Here's the thing. You wouldn't be interested if you weren't ready. If fear is the only thing, I heard this from a mentor of mine, and I absolutely love this quote. It's, if fear is the only thing holding you back right now from stepping into what you're called and meant to do and the money that you are meant to have, you're exactly where you need to be, babe. You're exactly where you need to be. The only thing that's holding you back is pulling the trigger and making the move. So because this topic, how to turn inquiries into booked and paid contracts, was so highly requested, that that's where you guys said on my Instagram stories, you voted, you said, this is where I need support. I decided to throw up an impromptu special 2-hour live event. It's happening this Monday. It's called Inquiry Incubator. I'm going to be diving into all the things that you need in your business and how to put them where. I'm going to be delivering the how, what to say in your response email, all the details. I'm going to be sharing that with you this coming Monday, October 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'm dropping it at a ridiculous sale price of $47. So if you are that person that is sick and tired of not being able to turn over inquiries, you do not want to miss this live event. If you cannot make the live event, then we are granting everybody access that signs up. You'll get lifetime access to the replay. So you cannot miss it if this is you. So I hope to see you there. It's going to be super fun. We might even do like some fun giveaway. Like I'm kind of thinking like maybe we should do like some sort of private coaching giveaway. Might be really fun to do that. So I hope to see you there. I hope you found this helpful. I hope it opened your mind to start seeing your business a little bit differently, because what's working now, what you're doing now isn't working. So when things aren't working, we've got to be willing to change. And I know you can do it. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams.
Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.